sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using the condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my goodness, where am I? I don't know. I'm somewhere around here. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And thank you for being here. If you missed any parts of hours one, we're in hour number three. I'm blown away. But if you missed any parts of hour one or hour two, encourage you to get those. Hour one, David Justokas and I went pretty deep into the constitutional implications of this signing of the Disrespect for Marriage Act and what that means and so on. So we got pretty far into that, and I hope you'll take some time to take a look at that. There's a lot to draw out of that, and so hope you'll check that out. And then last hour, I talked a bit about the importance of biblical truth and a biblical lens. And what it means to have that biblical lens. So I hope you will take some time to take a look at that. We just finished up talking with Claire Lopez and Rick Manning as well. We talked border. We talked Ukraine. So some great stuff. And I hope, again, that you'll take some time to give it a listen. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome to the program, as we do every Wednesday, a representative from Newsbusters and Censor Track. And this week, it is my pleasure to welcome to the program Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. My sincere pleasure, sir. Well, let me see here. I'm working on getting your picture up. You see, you don't make things easy for me. If you just came in on Zoom, but I understand, you gotta do the whole studio thing and all that and book time and all those lovely things. So I'm working on getting Michael's picture up. I'll have that taken care of in a minute. But let's talk. There's a lot of stories for us to cover this morning. A lot of information. Let's see. We've got the fourth batch of Twitter information to cover, and I guess what we can do is let's talk about that, and I think then we can drift into my own situation with Facebook, and I'm restricted, and I, by the way, I still am banned, Michael, on Twitter. I'm still, it says you are banned for life. I mean, it specifically uses those words. You are permanently banned for life.
That's crazy. Well, look, we've got you listed on censortrack.org, and maybe I'll have my folks ping Twitter and see what's going on there, and see if we can get your account restored. I'll look into that today, actually. But yeah, look, we have over 4,700 documented cases of censorship on censortrack.org, and you mentioned the Twitter files, and more and more is just coming out by the week now of what's happening, what happened at Twitter prior to Elon Musk taking over the platform. And wouldn't you know, the network news channels are, of course, not talking about it. ABC, NBC News continue to ignore the bombshell files showing a pattern of deception, lies, and excuses from Twitter employees to censor conservatives and opposing views. CBS, shockingly, did cover it a little bit, but a paltry 26 seconds. This is, of course, the fourth Twitter files batch. Now, the fifth Twitter files batch was released last week as well, and major broadcast networks ignored it completely. ABC, CBS, and NBC completely ignored the Twitter files batch, the fifth one. And instead, what they talk about? They talked about Lizzo befriending Adele. They talked about the royals, Meghan and Harry. And they talked about how it shouldn't be taboo to talk openly about elderly people needing to have sex and sex toys. Unbelievable. Apparently, that stuff is more important than talking about these bombshell revelations coming out of Twitter and the Twitter files, including things like government contacting these big tech platforms and calling for censorship, which is a First Amendment violation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and certainly one would have to think that, you know, what they've done directly is an impact to there's a case that's being slowly walked forward on the whole Section 230. And you know, do these entities have Section 230 protection if they're going to act as agents of the government, which the Twitter files clearly indicate that that's what's going on? And one certainly has to wonder at some point, is there something hidden in there that ties Facebook, Twitter, and Google together in those acts? I think so. But we'll have to see, you know, what actually comes out.
Well, yeah, look, it's very interesting you bring it up. You know, we're finding all this information out about Twitter right now because a multi-billionaire, in fact, at the time, the wealthiest man in the world bought this platform and then started allowing independent journalists to release this information. But that doesn't mean that it's just Twitter. Facebook, Google, others are very likely involved. In fact, that's the case you're talking about makes that very case and that point. And we actually, Media Research Center, NRC Free Speech America, have been doing research on our own and finding out that, in fact, Google has been manipulating its search results.
Yeah.
And that was in the lead up lead up to the midterm elections. And it's just astounding. But back to the Twitter files for a moment. What does Twitter files part five actually tell us? Well, it talks about Trump and the lead up to him getting permanently banned on the platform. And actually, here's what Musk had to say about it. He said, quote, under pressure from hundreds of activist employees, Twitter deplatforms Trump, a sitting U.S. president, even though they themselves acknowledge that he didn't violate the rules. And one of the specific tweets they're talking about that Trump actually tweeted out, this was at 7:44 a.m. To all those who have asked, I will not be going to the Biden inauguration on January 20th. And, of course, the argument that was being made was that this somehow was an incitement to further violence. And interestingly enough, Twitter safety declared that tweet in and of itself was unequivocally not violated, despite the fact that they would eventually go on to ban him, somehow linking him to Nazis, and then also suggesting that his tweets were linked to the January 6th protesters, and that any violence that stemmed from that was a result of Trump's comments. Just outlandish, crazy stuff.
Well, it's, you know, I got a message after I sent in something extra after Alex Berenson had been reinstated because of his lawsuit that he filed, Michael. I sent in something along the same line saying, hey, you know, what about my situation? Twitter immediately responded back and said, yes, we reviewed. Oh, we made a mistake and you didn't violate our terms. And then not 3 weeks later, all of a sudden they banned me again. And like I said, I've got this, you know, this permanent ban situation. But my first ban was essentially, well, it was for a tweet where I said that Eric Swalwell was acting like a Chinese spy whore. Because why? Eric Swalwell was involved with a madam, a Chinese prostitute madam, who was providing prostitutes to members of the House Intelligence Committee and others in Congress via the doorway that Eric Swalwell had opened. And it's interesting, I interviewed John O'Connor not long ago, and I discovered from his research and eyewitness testimony that there was actually a prostitution ring that was being run during Watergate in order to gather information from foreigners. And that was the reason, that was the whole cover for why the Watergate situation took place. And if you watched Out of the Shadows, it just, there's a continuation of this whole idea, and not really idea, but fact, of the use of prostitution, the Jeffrey Epstein Island, in order to get coercion on high-level individuals. And so I tweeted something that has turned out to have a lot of tentacles and be very factual, and yet for that I'm banned for life.
Well, and look, you mentioned potential foreign threats, and actually Weiss's tweet thread actually goes into that a little bit. In fact, she said that for years that Twitter had resisted calls to ban the president from pressures both internally and externally, but then she went on to cite examples of foreign leaders that were posting threats, including Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini. He actually tweeted in 2018 that, quote, Israel is a malignant cancerous tumor in the West Asian region that has to be removed and eradicated. It is possible and it will happen, unquote. That individual, the Iran's Ayatollah, was allowed to remain on Twitter. Sure. Why cited other unbanned leaders? Ethiopian Prime Minister, and I'm not even going to try to say his name, the Nigerian president, Muhammad Buhari, and the former Malaysian prime minister, also named Muhammad, who tweeted in 2020, Muslims have a right, quote unquote, a right to, quote, kill millions of French people, unquote. That is a direct threat against French people from the Muslim community. And yet these people were allowed to stay on the platform, and former President Donald Trump, who was president at the time, was censored and banned on the platform. Insane.
Yeah, I did not realize that they had said that Muslim. Well, I mean, I know they believe that. It's in their book. But I didn't realize that they had actually come out and leaders had actually voluntarily put that out on a social media platform. And for Twitter, when someone says they want to exterminate a group of people, Israel, or there's a right to kill French people, and Twitter's is like, not a big deal, don't worry about it. But I put out something that might say something as benign as I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, well, somebody's offended by that. We're going to take that out. I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely nuts. All right, we're going to talk more about the censorship issues and a few more news articles that you should hear about that they're just not getting any attention. Back with more right after this with Michael Morris, Newsbusters and CensorTrack.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, and CensorTrack. And we were talking about Google in the break, and thank you for that. Zach Voorhees. Zach, forgive me for forgetting, not recalling your name immediately. But yes, Zach Voorhees, and he's talked about just the wickedness that he witnessed, and the you know, anti-Christian, anti-free speech, very strongly, you know, pro LGBTQ, and you can see it. I mean, when you start analyzing, as you guys are doing, what they allow in their search engines, it becomes very apparent. And Robert Epstein, Dr. Robert Epstein, who I need to get on the program, he messaged me actually, and forgive me, Dr. Robert, I'm going to get you on, but it'll be next year more than likely. Maybe later this week, if you're available, we'll see if I can get you squeezed in. But at any rate, yeah, it's, man, I'm telling you, it's really, really stunning what the media won't cover. And how we're being manipulated, Michael.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And look, here's some studies actually on Google, as we were talking about during the break, where Google was actually, we caught them manipulating search and burying GOP campaign websites. In fact, in 83% of the top Senate races before the election, this was October 25th that we published this story, Google actually buried Senate Republican Party candidates' campaign websites. 10 of the 12, and we actually use Real Clear Politics to determine which races were the most important or potential for being swing jurisdiction. 10 of the 12 Senate Republican Party candidates' campaign websites, or 83%, appeared far lower or did not appear at all on page one of Google's organic search results. In fact, 7 of the 12, the Republican Party candidates in the Senate, actually did not appear on the first page at all. And so what's interesting about this is we actually searched Bing and DuckDuckGo to kind of cross-check and make sure it wasn't just, you know, the terms or things that we were searching for that was causing Google to come up with different results. But when we searched Bing and DuckDuckGo, we found, with the exception of two candidates, both Bing and DuckDuckGo showed both the Senate Democratic Party candidates' campaign website and the Senate Republican Party candidates' campaign website. So, no, using the exact same terms on Bing and DuckDuckGo, they both showed it, but Google was burying Republican candidates. So then we thought, okay, if they're doing that in the Senate, what are they doing in the House?
Right.
Well, we looked at the House, and there was no manipulation or no noticeable manipulation in the House races, and we thought, well, why could that be? Well, the reason is we did a little research, and we found out in the Senate, there was a chance for Republicans to take the Senate. Right. But it was, about 50-50 beforehand. In the House, it was a foregone conclusion that Republicans were going to take the House. In fact, many were suggesting that it was going to be a red wave, as you recall. And so it appears that Google did not care and didn't want to put the effort in the House because it knew the Republicans were going to win.
Okay.
But in the Senate, there was a question. Maybe Democrats can hold it.
Wow. So there was a chance, so there was a chance that their censorship would have a much more dramatic effect. At the end of the day, that's the issue.
Indeed. And so we went a step further.
Okay.
And we thought, okay, well, what about big tech critics, right? So we had a list of big tech critics. We looked at Arizona, which is Rep. Andy Biggs. We looked at Colorado, that's Rep. Ken Buck. We looked at Florida, that's Rep. Greg Stube and Rep. Matt Gaetz. We looked at Kentucky, that's Senator Rand Paul. We looked at Louisiana, that's Senator John Kennedy. We looked at South Dakota, Senator John Thune. We looked at Texas, Rep. Chip Roy. Utah, Senator Mike Lee, and Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson. Those are the big tech critics on the Republican side, and we compared those to their Democratic Party counterparts. And wouldn't you know, Google censored the search results for big tech critics 100% of the time on the Republican side.
Wouldn't you know?
Completely hit 7 of the 10.
We were
not surprised at all by this result.
Right.
And so then, of course, after we saw the outcomes in the Senate, right? So I believe it, what was it? Was it 50-49 at the time? And then we had the runoff
right
for Georgia.
Right.
Right?
Final minute. Squeeze it
and
in.
And so we ran it here, and we actually searched, or rather had people in Georgia search in a Democratic-leaning precinct, a Republican-leaning precinct, and a neutral swing precinct.
Okay.
And we found Google scrubbed Walker's website from its first page of search results, but Warnock was in the top five results.
There you go.
Again,
yeah.
Manipulating search before an election.
Well, and folks, you know, Dr. Robert Epstein has spoken about how, you know, and it's done subtly. It's done subtly. There's a specific algorithm that they use, and they are able to coerce people in how they vote. All right, we're out of time. Michael Morris, Newsbusters, be sure and check it out. Censor Track, turn in your censored situation. We're going to be joined right after this. Dee Dee Laugesen and Dr. Gloria Poldu and Nigerian Christians. Nothing in the news about this either, folks. Nigerian Christians are being genocided right now. Genocided. And Buhari is doing nothing about this. Young girls are still being held prisoner. Leah, they're going to have 5 years that she will have been in captivity, and she's been raped, and she now has her second child, and she's raped by multiple Muslim men. Where's the coverage? Where's the justice? Back after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar level. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guests to the program. It is always an honor to have. She is the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. I want to welcome to the program my dear friend Dee Dee Laugesen. Dee Dee, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
It's always good to be with you, Pastor Greg, and to talk about these critical issues.
And then to welcome also, and she is visiting us here in the United States right now so that she has the opportunity to present this critical issue. And I want to welcome to the program, she is the president of the Leah Foundation, Dr. Gloria Poldue. Dr. Gloria, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. I'm so delighted to be with you.
Now, I want to make sure I pronunciated your last name correctly, right?
Yeah, Poldue, yeah.
Okay, I got
Thank
it.
You.
Yay. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're coming up on, as I understand it, 5 years that she has been held in captivity. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot, what people don't know is that when these young girls are taken into captivity, In the beginning stages, and you can tell us if this continues, but in the beginning stages, they are passed from man to man to man to man to man. So every 24 hours, they are thrown into a new man's dwelling, and that man rapes them.
Yes.
For 24 hours. And then they go to the next man's dwelling, and then it's the horrid nightmare starts all over again.
That is true, absolutely true. You know, from all the girls that were able to escape, or some of them that were able to be rescued, these are their stories. They tell us the first thing, especially for Christian girls, they tell you, okay, do you want to convert or do you want to, if you don't want to convert? And the moment you are not willing to convert, you are automatically made a slave. And a slave, you don't get married. You just get different men coming, just like you described. It's horrible. I can't imagine what it is. But that is what happens. And then even for Leah, you know, she already has two children for two different men. And so it's like, that is what is happening.
Now, Buhari said when he came into office, oh, I'm gonna free these girls. I'm gonna get them back. I'm gonna do the right thing, and so on. What's happened since he's been? Well, first of all, how long has he been in office?
This is his seventh year. He's almost rounding up his two terms because this is his second term. So by May 2023, he should be out of office. 2022, we are going to have our elections. February. 2023, I mean, we are going to have our elections, so he just has less than 6 months to go. And you know, since he came into power 2018, he had promised that he was going to release these girls, but nothing has happened. He has failed woefully, he has not fulfilled, and he has not kept one promise that he has, you know, told us. All the girls that have been able to come, they were able to just escape. Not that they rescued them.
Would it be accurate to also suggest that not only has he not done anything for these girls, but that the violence against Christians in general in Nigeria has increased, not decreased, under his leadership?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
What we have in Nigeria is the most dangerous country on the planet for Christians. According to Open Doors USA, every 2 hours a Christian dies in Nigeria. And this year alone, so that's in the 2022 World Watch report where they confirmed 4,650 deaths. In the first 6 months of this year only, we went over 5,000 deaths of Christians. So it is definitely increasing. And now with the Reuters investigative reports, we see that the Buhari regime truly is genocidal towards Christians in Nigeria, because predominantly the captives being taken by ISWAP, Boko Haram, Ansaru, Fulani militants, they are attacking Christians. And the Biden administration, they are genocide deniers. They absolutely refuse to acknowledge that this is religious-based violence. And so does Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who refuses to list Nigeria as a country of particular concern, which he is duty-bound by the International Religious Freedom Act to do so.
Well, I want you to focus in on that for just a minute. Thank you for bringing that up, because that's a really critical piece to this. And so the labeling, tell the folks again, the labeling, and what does that mean when a country is listed in that manner by the International Religious Freedom overarching organizations? What does it mean for a country to be a country of such great concern?
The 1998 International Religious Freedom Act, they call it the IRF Act, said that if a country has widespread, extreme, systematic religious-based violence, they must be listed as a country of particular concern. And that's why I say this Secretary of State is breaking the law, because Nigeria meets all of that. We had them listed. We worked hard to get them listed under Secretary of State Pompeo in 2020, and it was done. 1 year later, Secretary Blinken took them off that designation list just prior to a political trip to the country. So human rights and human rights atrocities and the crimes against humanity obviously are of no concern to Secretary Blinken and the Biden administration.
So let me ask you this mm-hmm. question, and then yeah. Let me let you expand. From being in a nation where that has now been lifted, have you seen violence increase as a result of a lack of focus or a lack of attention on Nigeria being listed as a country of concern?
Absolutely, Greg, Pastor Greg. And, you know, before I even go deeper to answer that, what
yes,
Didi said about Nigeria to be placed back, you know, Pakistan is still on that list. And Nigeria has already overtaken Pakistan with the statistics that Didi has mentioned. So if Nigeria has overtaken Pakistan in violation of religious rights, why will Nigeria be off that list? We have begged for answers, but nothing is given to us. Then back to your question. You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
The terrorists, the Fulani jihadists, the Boko Haram, the bandits, the kidnappers, all sorts of, you know, terrible, evil groups that are attacking Christian communities are just having a field day, because as far as they are concerned, the world is no longer looking at them. And, you know, there is an accusation that our president, who is the patron of the Niyeti Allah, which is a Fulani ethnic group, which are his own people, it's believed to be, it's like he has sent them a thumbs up, I'm doing something about it, I have shut the world, and so go ahead and continue your killings. And that's why it's increasing. On a daily basis, as Didi has mentioned, 2 hours. That's what's on the record. If you are to really take the true statistics, it is more than that. Villages are still being ravaged on a daily basis.
And the Biden administration, by bringing Buhari to Washington, D.C. for the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, is saying that they think it's okay. They're complicit with genocide then. If that's what they're going to do, they're putting a murderer up on the world stage with President Biden and saying, we're okay with this. And that is appalling because the Nigerian military, as Reuters has reported in just the last week, is taking these rescued captive women and girls and forcing abortions on them many times without consent and often violently. And we've just heard this past Monday from Reuters that the Nigerian military has targeted children of these captives with killing. They dig mass graves. They kill the men, the women, and then the children, and they roll them into the mass graves. They cover them up, and they walk off. A witness saw this. One woman who was just rescued from the forest, she's got her twin babies in her arms. They're 4 months old, and the soldier says, hand me one of those babies. She does so because they're on their way to receive medical care and,
supposedly.
And rescue and go home. Right. And this soldier takes that baby and smothers it to death and then takes the second one and smothers it to death right in front of his mother. Because the Nigerian soldier who's reported in this says, I don't see them as human beings. I see them as Boko Haram. And so these innocent little children are being killed. They track them down and they murder them. 14 down to
Wait,
infants.
They see them. They see them as Boko Haram because they're fathered by Boko Haram, who have held these girls captive, and so they've twisted this, and see these girls somehow as the enemy. We're going to have to take a quick break here, folks. Please stay with us. We've got important information that we need you to hear, and some actions that you can take as well to help support this cause. So we implore you, share this with your friends right now, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and please stay tuned. We'll be back right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, the executive director of SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, Dede Loggison, and also Dr. Gloria Poldue, president of the Leah Foundation. And if you're watching us, you can see under their names the websites that you can go to. But for those of you that are just listening to the program, I want to give you that information. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. For Dee Dee, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Really encourage you to go there. There's a lot of information, a lot of links that are there, and I just really encourage you to get signed up, and they'll send you the emails as well. And then it's Leah, Leah-Foundation.org. Leah-Foundation.org. And Dr. Gloria, let me go to you first. If you would give us, because we've talked about Leah, but there may be those that are watching today, and it's been going on now 5 years that she's been in captivity, but there may be those that are not familiar with her situation or her case. Can you please give us a little bit of that history?
Thank you, Pastor Greg. So Leah Sharibu was was 14 years old in 2018, specifically February 19th, when her secondary school was attacked by Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria, in a village called Dapchi in Yobe State, northeastern part of the country. And about 110 of those girls were taken in captivity. And unfortunately for Leah, she was the only Christian among those girls. And so 1 month after the abduction, Nigerian government, Buhari was able to negotiate with the terrorists, and they released all the girls except Leah. And so when these girls came back, "Where is Leah?" And they all said, "Leah refused to renounce Christian faith. I refused to deny Jesus Christ." And so Boko Haram refused to release her. This is almost 5 years that Leah is still in the hands of Boko Haram.
Right.
And because of her courageous faith to look at those terrorists into their faces and refuse to deny Jesus, we said, this is the name, this is the face of the persecution of Christians in Nigeria, and we are running with that name to tell the whole world that this is what is happening to us. Because God has used Leah to boldly refuse to renounce him. And so we are so proud of what she has done.
So I'm gonna do something I wasn't planning on, but I want to pray right now.
Thank you.
For Leah and for this situation. Father God, your word tells us that your son, Jesus Christ, proclaimed that he had come to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim freedom to Leah and these girls right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim freedom and that they will be set free.
Amen.
That conviction will fall upon all of those engaged and involved in their captivity. And that they will be released. Lord, even as you caused the earthquake to come and the apostles to see the doors opened and the guards made unconscious, that they would walk out of the prison. Father, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask. And we ask that for your glory's sake, that a move of your hand by your Holy Spirit would come upon the place where these girls are being held, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that they would walk away and walk out free and return to their families and return to their homes. In the
with
name of
children.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
With their children safely covered in a protection.
Yes.
They will not be harmed by the Nigerian military and their rescuers. They will not be further violated by this brutal regime, Lord, but that you will cover them in your protecting arms.
Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the word, you came to set the captives free. Liberty. 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 And we declare, hallelujah!
Hallelujah. We can't wait for Leah to come home. We can't wait for her to be returned to Rebecca's arms.
Yeah.
Rebecca, her mother, has traveled the world. She had never left Nigeria before, never left northern Nigeria, that small village. She has been going out to the world and proclaiming to those who can make a difference, the lawmakers and leaders who can make a difference with their voice of influence, but you most especially, the American public who are listening to this, you must contact your members of Congress. You must go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org and take action today. Ask your member of Congress to investigate the hundreds of millions of U.S. aid money going for humanitarian relief and to fund the military-industrial complex very corrupt in Nigeria. We need an accounting of this money. We need to know why 3.5 million IDPs are not getting shelter, food, clothing, hygiene supplies from their own federal government after being attacked. In southern Kaduna alone, 109 communities and farms have been taken over and the government has done nothing.
Absolutely.
They're occupied. The government does not fight for them. These people have no home, no place to lay their head, no place to rest. They are like Jesus. We, as American Christians, must do what we can in our stations not to let this continue. This is a genocide of biblical proportions. Nigeria, Nigerian Christians, they need your voice today. Thank you, David. Thank you, Pastor Gray. Amen.
Now, there's an election that's going on in Nigeria right now, or the beginnings of the process of the election campaign. What is the hope there? I know that prior to Buhari coming into office, at one point there was a Christian president of Nigeria. Is there any hope of a Christian candidate presenting themselves? Is there any chance of that? Is there enough will within southern Nigeria to sweep back into power?
And, you know, Pastor Greg, in 2015 when Buhari came into power, you know, we were very saddened, those of us that are from the northern part of the country, because right. we knew who this man was, and we had won the country. But then, unfortunately, people didn't know, and they went ahead and voted him. And now we have three strong political parties that are contesting. So one is the Labour Party, one is PDP, and one is APC. APC is the Buhari's party. And APC blatantly, you know, fielded Muslim ticket. What do I mean by Muslim ticket? The presidential candidate and his vice are both Muslims. And that is unheard of. That is not supposed to happen. If the president, the candidate is a Muslim, then the vice must be a Christian. If the president is a Christian, then the vice must be a Christian. But they have just looked at over 100 million Christians in Nigeria and disregarded us and went ahead to fill those tickets. It's horrible. We have the Labour Party.
And hold on. Let's talk about the vice president for a ticket for that. That's Kashim Shettima. He is the former governor of Borno, and many in Nigeria say that he is Boko Haram. Bola Tinubu of the APC party is very ill. He's not likely to survive long should he win, and he is the top contender.
Okay.
And if he dies, then we have Boko Haram sitting as the president in Nigeria.
Yeah, and so you see the PDP has a Muslim and a Christian, and then the Labour Party also has a Muslim and a Christian. So those are the situations.
Wow. Well, folks, you know, two things. Reach out to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. There is a take action button that you can take there. We need to pray. And if you have influence, and you have influence because you can make a phone call, contact your representative, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol switchboard, and you need to demand that there's an investigation into all this aid money that has been going into Nigeria. Where's it going? Who's getting it? And what's happening with it? And we have a brand new Congress that's going to be coming in. We need to demand that they make the effort to investigate these issues. And at the end of the day, we need to continue to declare the prayer that we prayed, and that is that Leah will be set free along with mm-hmm. the other girls. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ came to set the captives free. We declare it. We declare it. We declare it that God might receive the glory. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me today. I so appreciate you. I'm so grateful that we could work this in. I'm going to be taking a break now for the next couple of weeks, getting refreshed for the new year. So this was perfect, Dee Dee, that I was able to get you on today. And Dr. Gloria, thank you for joining us. And I just pray, Father, that you will give open doors during this time. Open doors for Dr. Gloria to be able to go and speak to the people that need to be spoken to. That they will have eyes to see, that they will have ears to hear, and that they will have hearts that will be open to take action to return these girls to their families and to stop this genocide and this bloodshed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
I'll be back tomorrow, folks. Lots to talk about. Mark Morgan is with me tomorrow, the former chief of Customs and Border Protection under President Donald Trump. Will be with me for a full hour tomorrow as we talk about what's happening, the invasion at our border here in the United States of America. Tune in tomorrow. ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Stay tuned. More great programming here at TECN-TV. I'll be back with more tomorrow. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.